Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yale, in about a week, Yale University has its Innovation Summit, and I want to welcome in to the program Frank Malone, who's the – is that the right pronunciation, sir? I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, Frank Malone. That's Malone. Right.
Entrepreneur in residence at Yale University. First of all, before we get to the summit and your career, like, how does one get that gig? That sounds fun.
Well, I'm a partner at FML, which is a full-service accounting firm based out of Glastonbury. I lead the firm's emerging companies practice. And so with my experience in doing a lot of work in bringing entrepreneurial firms out of Yale University and other universities like UConn, they tap into entrepreneurs and residents that have certain aspects of expertise, and they surround those startups that are coming out of Yale with these experts that can help them facilitate growth, answer questions early on in the process. So with my experience that I have and with the firm's experience and what we do with with early stage companies, I was asked to do it. So yeah, it's a great gig.
So in terms of, since you're like more of a numbers guy, you help sober them up on the, with the tax implications of certain things and how to, set things up to do a series of funding, like what sort of things, because of your expertise in accounting, do you help them with?
Yeah, so you're on point there. I mean, a lot of early stage entrepreneurs and founders are coming out of more technology backgrounds, right? Biotech technologies out of these universities and other support groups, incubators, accelerators, and they don't really understand certain aspects of how to best form companies, what the right organization is. Is it a C corp? Is it an LLC partnership? And then, trying to surround them and have them understand certain decision makings that they're making early on in formation, strategy, growth plans, and some of the decisions and complications that come along with that, and trying to get them to understand not only the short-term benefits of doing things when they're making those decisions in finance, accounting, tax, but also understanding long-term implications and how to accelerate growth and make them more attractive for venture capital investors and other investors that are going to have to support them along the path of growth.
Oh, man, I have so many questions and not a lot of time here. We're talking with Frank Malone, entrepreneur in residence at Yale. Just let's get to the bare bones, because it's important for people to know. It's really the reason you're talking this morning is the 28th and 29th is the Yale Innovation Summit. There's two real questions, like, what is it? And then people listening who are interested in it, how can they sort of watch it?
Yeah, sure. So it's an innovation summit that's hosted annually. As you mentioned, this year it's May 28th and 29th, coming up next week. It's the Northeast's premier gathering of, founders, innovators, investors, and industry leaders. They all gather at the Yale School of Management on Whitney Avenue. There's six tracks that are held over those 2 days. It's full days from like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The tracks include an arts track, a biotech track, a civic track, a climate track, a health and a tech track. There's over 2,500 attendees each year, including obviously a large number of investors, founders of companies, industry leaders. There's over 40 keynote panels and other aspects, including companies that come and pitch their their startup and pitch their technologies with the hope of receiving awards and investment. There was, I think, over $350,000 awarded last year to companies that are participating. I think there's over 150 companies that come and become a part of it in one way, shape, or form. To get, you know, public can definitely buy tickets. I believe the best way to get information on the event is go to venture.yale.edu. There are a limited number of complimentary passes for New Haven area nonprofits and also New Haven students. So there's a lot of information on the website. Again, ventures.yale.edu. You'll see the Yale Innovation Summit information tab, and you can just click through there.
Do they do like real like Shark Tanky kind of things?
Yeah, you know, kind of. You know, Shark Tank's a little bit, you know, over the top. But yes, these companies come and they pitch for 5 minutes or so to a group of panel judges and investors, and those judges will ask questions, you know, ask for clarifying information, and then they get ranked and rated. And yes, certain companies will receive awards throughout the at the end of the 2-day event on the 29th.
Yeah, you know, we're talking with Frank Malone, who's the entrepreneur in residence at Yale, and he's founder of his FML CPAs in Glastonbury. Does Yale, because I saw this in Boston when I was working in Boston, you know, with MIT. There's so much talent, and it's true about UConn and a whole bunch of other schools in Connecticut. But with Yale, there's so much talent to come out of there. Do they actually do they have their own VC fund that sort of seeds good innovative ideas like while they're still in New Haven?
So yes, the Yale has a couple of funds within the university that are supporting different aspects of whether they're mostly innovations that are being developed by the faculty, right? So it's the Blavatnik Fund, which is focused more on the biotech side. They also have the Roberts Fund, I believe it's called, which is focusing on more of the hard science side. And then obviously you've got Connecticut Innovations here in the state of Connecticut, which is a state of Connecticut's venture arm and the leading source of financing and support for, you know, companies that are spinning and growing in Connecticut. It's actually one of the most active early stage investors in the country. So yes, Yale definitely has two funds that are supporting those early stage founder-led companies. And then Connecticut also has a lot of other support mechanisms, as I mentioned, with CI for funding, but also they have accelerators, incubators, and other support organizations like BioCT, Climate Haven, BioLabs, UConn's Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. So the Connecticut is extremely supportive of this ecosystem, and obviously Yale is one of the leading supporting contents of that.
So. It's awesome. I mean, again, May 28th and 29th, the Yale Innovation Summit. Where can they go to get info again?
It's ventures.yale.edu.
Okay, awesome. Frank, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have a good rest. Are you done at the end of the school year, or are you doing another year, or what?
No, it's great. The EIR program that I'm a member of is just kind of an ongoing support mechanism, so I'm there until they don't want me anymore.
Oh, nice. See, wow. That's cool. Thanks for the time, Frank, and best of luck next
thanks,
week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.